There have been some dire warnings about the future of the high street from the owner of Sports Direct and House of Fraser, Mike Ashley. He's been telling a committee of MPs that the internet is killing town centres, and he's called for a 20% tax on online sales. Would you support that? It could mean you would end up paying more, of course, for your online shopping. Or do you think maybe the responsibility should be on the high street itself to evolve? 0303 80 55 55, on the line, Glenn Roberts from Retail NI and the businessman Erwin Armstrong. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Glenn, we'll start with you. You think this is a good idea? It's one way to try and inject a bit of enthusiasm in the high street.
Absolutely. It was something that we've been calling for some time. It was actually referenced by the Chancellor in his recent budget there when they talked about the digital services tax. And we had a very good proposal from the London-based West End company, which suggested that upwards of $5 billion could be raised each year from 100% online companies. Because the reality is, and I think Mike actually references himself, the reality is, if you take, for instance, the House of Fraser on Oxford Street, it pays more in rates than I think Amazon pays in corporation tax in a year. And that's just not fair. And what we're saying is that money that's lifted from, this is something Mike actually was making to the committee, the money lifted from the digital services tax or this online tax then should be given back and offset rates, and particularly in Northern Ireland, where businesses are absolutely...
Okay, well, rates is one issue. What about that tax on online sales?
Well, that's what I'm saying. We support that. So what we're saying is that tax on online... it should be a tax on online companies. That then should be... the money raised from that there should be passed back to smaller businesses to offset their rates bill. I mean, the Chancellor in the budget has announced for English independent retailers and small businesses they're getting a third off the rates bill. We're getting nothing like that there. And this is something that we raised directly with the Chancellor, raised directly with the Secretary of State. So what we're saying is these online companies should start to pay their way, because the people that I represent are working hard every single day, crippled by business.
Okay.
And they don't get the breaks of these big...
Yeah, and I get what you're saying about the likes of Amazon, and that has been well documented in the news. But there are other outlets online you could be buying from that are maybe someone in their living room or in their garage that are selling stuff. Would you support that 20% in terms of the actual percentage you would add on to online sales?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily go for the model that he put forward, but it's the broad principle, and I think that broad principle has been accepted by both front benches at Westminster, that these companies need to start paying their way. It may not exactly be the proposal that he put forward to the committee, but it could be something like it. And I think the basic thing is these companies should start to pay their way. It is unfair that they are able to wriggle out of paying tax or avoid paying tax when a lot of the people that I represent work damn hard every single day to pay their bills, and they don't get these breaks. So it's basically about levelling the playing field, and I don't think that's an unreasonable thing to ask for.
Erwin Armstrong?
Well, I have sympathy for what Glenn is saying, but you cannot economically engineer things that the public don't want. And I think the difficulty is that the public are voting with their fingers. They're buying online because that's what they think is better for them. They think they have a wider choice. It gets delivered to their door. So anything that happens that tries to change that is going to have to come from the high street. Why will people go to the high street? Why should they take their time to go there when they don't have to? And I think one of the difficulties, and it's something Glenn has highlighted in the past, is there seems to be an attempt on the part of planners to push people away from going to the high street with all their new rules and regulations and moving parking and all of those things.
I wonder, but, though, if the onus, the responsibility is on the high street. And the question is, Erwin, if the high street has done enough to evolve. Things change. You know, 30 years ago, there was no such thing as online shopping. It's here now. And have they done enough to try and adjust to that?
Well, I think they haven't done enough, because it's quite obvious the amount of retail that is now taking place online, it's growing every year. And people have taken that decision. The one thing I do agree with Glenn on is the rates that the high street has to pay. The value of high street properties now is declining, especially in
in small towns. I mean, in our local town, there are a large number of empty shops and charity shops who aren't paying rates. There are other businesses beside them who are paying large rates, which don't actually reflect the value that they're getting from the rates. That is something I think that does need looked at. Maybe we need to increase the rates in out-of-town shopping. But the idea that companies like Amazon don't pay their taxes, I have no sympathy with them not paying their taxes. But what I don't think is a viable option is where you're actually going to charge them a different level of tax and then give it to somebody else.
Okay.
You know, a sort of Robin Hood idea.
Okay. Well, 030 30 80 55 55, we'll take your calls on this in a moment. The question for you this morning is, would you be willing to pay more for your online shopping? For example, 20%. That's what Mike Ashley wants. 20% tax added to your online shop if it meant it would in turn then help the high street. Would you be up for that? Let's have a listen to Mike Ashley, who said that the vast majority of the high street is already dead and at the bottom of the swimming pool.
I want to make it crystal clear. The mainstream high street, as we think about today, not the Oxford streets, not the Westfields, the mainstream high streets are already dead. Dead. They can't survive. Their patient has died.
Stephen and Antrim, good morning to Stephen. Go ahead. What do you think?
Hi, good morning to me. Well, I think Mike Ashley's right, but he's come to this very late. The consumers, whether they're in big cities or in small towns or around the country, realise that. You know, it's the facade that's going on, the sort of Trump to all, you know, this fooling of...
Well, what do you mean, Stephen? Well, for that question, for example, do you think they should tax people that shop online more, or the retailers online?
They most certainly should not. That's typical of those in the private sector who want to use taxation as a way to save themselves from their failure to adapt to the new reality. The new reality, one half of Americans, Vinny, are subscribing to Amazon Prime, which means that they get the deliveries for nothing. And it was just last week that the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, was sending out notices for people not to get packages delivered to the offices where they work because of the practical realities. That you know that you're going to get your packages or your shopping delivered to you.
So have we all got lazier, Stephen? Is that part of the problem?
No, I don't think it's laziness. I think it's cutting out an unnecessary middleman. Obviously, there will be opportunities for those who can see where shoppers still want to go into a store. They can see and touch and smell and feel things. But there are other items that you don't need to do that.
Okay. Well, there you go, Glenn Roberts. You hear what Stephen says there. It's that the failure to evolve off the high street, and also that the high street essentially is unnecessary middlemen.
Well, the first thing I would say is that in terms of Mike Ashley's proposal for 20% tax on every transaction, we're not saying that. We're saying that at source, these companies should start to pay their way in relation to tax. And then that money that is raised from tax and an extra tax of this online sales tax, whatever, is then passed on to offset rates relief for smaller business and independent retailers.
Yeah, but you know that would probably mean that you'd pay more for shopping online.
No, not necessarily. It may mean that...
You're making the assumption that companies that operate online, well, they would then take that out of their profits.
No, it may mean that Amazon, instead of making the billions and billions a year, maybe make 4 or 5 billion less a year. So I think that it's about them paying their way.
Can we also stop mentioning that particular brand? Because there are many retailers online. I know that's a huge one, but this is not just about that particular company.
Okay. Let me get back to your caller's point about the high street is evolving.
Stephen.
It's gone through a period of transition where we've lost some big news, but it is changing. It is becoming much more, the high street, the town centres are much more about destination, like retail and hospitality, both working together, about offering a destination. And I think if that's working, and we published our thinking last week about how we create that 21st century town centre model. So the town centres and city centres old are changing, They're becoming much more, hopefully, fun places people want to visit. So we are going through that change. A lot of the people that I represent are changing, are adapting.
You're slightly contradicting yourself here, though, Glenn, because a few moments ago you said that, for example, some town planners are they would appear to be working against the high street and parking, etc. So,
well, there's a lot of things that we need to get right. Car parking.
How long does it take to evolve?
But I'm talking about from what the retail hospitality and what we're doing as sectors, whatever, to change and adapt, whatever, they're already embracing that change and getting on with it. What we need to get right is things like business rates, as Erwin said. Business rates are crippling independent retailers and small businesses in Northern Ireland. That is a big, big priority that should have been dealt with before by an executive. Car parking is another one we need to get right. Planning, we've made progress on that. It's harder now to build those big out-of-town stores. So what we're saying is, and the heart of the proposal we put forward last week is actually for the government to establish a town and city centre development group that can take forward and drive that change, working right across every level of government, from councils, hopefully an executive, but central government.
Okay.
Make sure policy is all aligned and help those town and city centres make that change.
Well, there you go, Stephen. It's a matter of evolving, and the high street is trying to do that.
I just listened to everything that Glenn said, and
good.
He's reflecting the fact that he's and his organisations are behind the time. I live in Antrim, and Antrim had Junction 1. Junction 1 was sold as an idea, almost a copy of the American-type system where you had a destination to go to. But Junction 1 was put together piecemeal, bit by bit. It never became a destination with all of the features.
Well, I would say they and the people that own that would probably very much disagree. And I know, for example, the Junction 1 is still changing. There are still different establishments popping up. But I get the point you're making. Let's bring in another caller. Alex in Lisburn. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
I just think there's a danger. I use Amazon. I use various online shopping, my family do. But the danger with it is, especially for people who are retired, and in their own houses, you've no sociability with it. When you go out to the shops, when you go out to your town centre, you meet your neighbours, you meet friends you haven't seen for a while. There's a degree of sociability. If everybody was to do all their shopping online and it was all to be delivered, you got a knock on the door, you went to the door, there's a box sitting there, you have a problem with social isolation. That's the first thing I'd like to say.
But what, for example, then, what's your reaction to what Mike Ashley is saying, that the town centres are being killed by online shopping? You know, he says that many are already dead.
I think maybe the town centres need to concentrate themselves. I think maybe they cover sometimes, I mean, the simple reality is they cover a bigger area than they can sustain. I think it's up to the councils to look at the rates policy. There's no point charging a shop a massive rates bill if it closes and it's replaced by a charity shop and you've no rates bill. The other thing is I think somebody mentioned planners. I mean, there's an example at the minute where we have in Belfast, only I think from yesterday, you know, the walk along the front of Primark, the main shopping street in Belfast.
Yes.
Has been closed since August. I mean, when
that's not down to planners, though. That's down to that fire.
Well, yes, but down also to conservationism and so forth. When that building was built, it was built for a purpose. The purpose was trade and business. It wasn't built as an architectural statement. It wasn't built as a monument.
Yeah.
It was built to serve a purpose. And there seems to be we've seen they've lost sight of that to an extent.
There was also the argument, and I know this is kind of going off piece a little bit, Alex, when it came to that building, that knocking it down wasn't also an immediate response. It wasn't something that would make it a lot quicker. It may have been a shorter time frame, but the assessments and whatever process that's gone through already, that the whole thing about demolishing it didn't mean that would be the high street outside the front door is open again. It would still take some time.
Yeah, well, I accept that, but you do have to wonder how we coped in the 70s. What I could say is this: about what struck me about the thing was there was an announcement made months ago that they were going to have it's going to go to the planning committee of the Belfast City Council, and that the planning committee was to meet later that month. I'd have thought the planning committee meeting should have been brought forward, and I think that was symbolic of the whole attitude to the thing.
Go ahead.
It actually was brought forward. It was brought forward the next day. So, I mean, I think what I would say is about, in a funny sort of way, the Primark Fire, the only sort of positive you can take from what was a dreadful situation
is that it's actually pushed the whole issue of town and city centre regeneration higher up the political agenda. The fact that the Chancellor gave $2 million for the Primark to help regenerate the surrounding area of Primark, the fact that he stopped off and visited that site when he was here the other week. So the issue of town and city centre regeneration is higher up the political agenda. And I'm not saying it's all grim. We've got some positives. We've got the Belfast Regional City Deal. We've got a city deal in Derry and Strabane. So there are things that are moving forward, despite Storm being down, that can change things. I am optimistic that we can get to a point where we have 21st century town and city centres that are very different to the town and city centres we've had in the past, that are, as your caller said, social places. So what, like, for instance, what we would see for Belfast City Centre, it's not just retail, hospitality, but actually more people living in the city centre, families living in the city centre, creating communities in those town and city centres, but a very different model than what we've been seeing before.
Let's go to the phones again. Nick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Vinny. Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment on the business rates thing. I think rates are based on rental value. Rental value was based on the amount of people walking past your front door, which essentially was directly related to the amount of stuff you could sell. So if you have a location in Oxford Street in London, you're going to pay more rent and you're going to pay a lot more business rates than a guy who has a shop in Newcastle County Down, for example. So what has happened in the modern world is that all of a sudden the online retailers are selling as much per square foot out of their warehouse located in the middle of the countryside somewhere as the man in Oxford Street. But they're not paying the same business rates because the properties are rated differently. And so when I hear people saying, city centre rates should come down, I agree with them. But the government needs money from somewhere. And so there needs to be a rebalancing.
So you are in favour of taxing online sales. So that 20%.
I'm not. I'm in favour of online retailers paying the same business rates per square foot for their warehouse as a high street retailer selling the same amount per square foot. That is a really key issue, and it's something that it's very difficult for government to look at these things objectively.
But is it really fair, Nick, to try and tax a warehouse the same as you would? You mentioned Oxford Street in London
absolutely, and the reason for that is because the same number of people are walking past the warehouse's virtual front door. That's the difference. That's today. That's modern. That didn't happen 20 years ago.
Do you think is it the customer that's going to end up paying for this, Nick? Is it ultimately us and we go and do our shopping wherever that might be?
Well, I mean, it certainly is going to affect the margin of the online retailer. So, they may need to adjust their prices. But my point is, and this is a key thing, is that they, and they're not to blame for it, they are effectively gaming the system. They have got an advantage because they're paying industrial rates while having a high street location. So,
right.
it's a virtual high street location. You can look at it whatever way you want.
Yeah, but just to go back to that point, it's ultimately, if you were to tax online retailers more to try and help the high street, it's not going to end up with the retailer, the shopper, actually paying less anywhere. It's going to result in us paying more. The high street's not going to lower its prices.
I would agree with you.
So we suffer. You go online and something that was 100 quid is now 120 quid. You're not going to be happy.
No, you're not. That's right. And that's what I'm saying, that there shouldn't be a 20% tax on prices. What there should be is a rebalancing of the rate system. And then... If that happens, you would then see whether the high street can compete effectively.
Yeah, and I totally get that. I really do. But my point again is just that I think the person or the people it's going to end up paying, because it's unlikely to come out of profits. I could be wrong. I'm not an expert.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying.
But it's going to be us at the end. So people that they've decided to go online because they might save a few quid instead of going, or they just don't want to go on. You're going to be hitting the pocket. Now, Nick, thank you, Chris in East Belfast. Go ahead, Chris.
How are you doing, sir? So, basically, I'm disabled at the moment. I've a badly broken leg, and I will be not able to get about for maybe another year or so. So I use online shopping all the time. That includes all the big places you were talking about earlier, and Tesco, Sainsbury's, anything I need gets delivered to the door. So, and I'm just wondering why I should have to pay 20% extra.
Well, what's your answer then? How do we try and help the high street, which is struggling?
Well, that's a question I really can't answer.
Yeah, but you might end up paying for it, Chris.
I'm not in the retail business.
Yeah,
I'm just looking at it from my point of view. Maybe that's very selfish. but sometimes you have to be.
No, I don't think it's selfish. I think it's what many of us would do. And when it comes to, we're talking, I think sometimes people assume it's maybe high-end products or technology that we don't necessarily need. But this, you know, it's all elements. And when it comes to your budget and what you can afford, nobody wants to pay more than they have to. And for many people, there isn't that excess of 20% to pay more. We'll pause there. Erwin and Glenn, if you could stay with us, 03030 80 55 55. We'll come back to this after your news. So we're talking about town centres and online shopping. Mike Ashley, the owner of Sports Direct and House of Fraser, he's calling for a 20% tax on online sales, and then to use that to try and help the high street, which in many elements is struggling. Let's go to Brian in Bangor. Good morning, Brian.
Hello.
Go ahead, Brian. What do you think?
I'm a great believer in local shops. You know, I always go to, well, not going to Starbucks or any of these chains. Try to avoid supermarkets. Buy from, say, local, there's local butchers in the town, three or four of them. There's a lovely fish shop. You know, and there's, I do a lot of cycling.
And where you shop, Brian, do you think, does it need some help? Is it struggling? Are there a lot of empty units?
Oh, in Bangor, flip's sake. You go through the flagship Bangor, and the only thing's missing is the organ music. It's just dead, you know, because people moved out to Bloomfield because they're too lazy to walk to shops, and they don't have no regard for their town.
Do you think it's a responsibility of people in the area to shop local?
I do. I go out of my way to, you know, even yesterday I went up to Belfast specifically to get something from a small local health food shop.
And what about the expense? Do you find that you might be paying more because you go local?
Well, yes, sometimes, but there's other advantages. For instance, I could have bought a cycling jersey from England for £50.
Losing your line a bit there, Brian. We'll try and sort that out and come back to you. Bertie in Lisburn. Good morning, Bertie.
Good morning, Vinnie.
We haven't heard from you in a long time.
No,
how are you?
I'm not too bad. The health's keeping not too bad.
Good.
Listen to you every day. So.
Good, good. You do a lot of online shopping, do you?
No, not a great lot, because I try and support the local industry and local shops here at home, because and it's very hard to do it now in the city of Lisburn, because what we have is a town full of empty shops and... No one has any big selection to pick from. So what the people do here, well, the local buses, and they take them out to the supermarkets and all out there at Sprucefield, and they have a better selection. And another thing, what's crippling Lisburn, the place is full of frampy shops, and it's full of traffic wardens, and they're just patrolling the town all the time, and there's no way people want that. Where they can go to Sprucefield, get all you want, and you can park there all day. There's all the retail shops of all kinds out there. And another thing about the online shopping, it is handy for people in country areas where there's no bus services or anything, and many of them are not driving. They, you know, they're beyond the years for driving, and just some of them can't afford cars. So the online shopping suits them for deliveries of stuff. But for local people, they try and get as much in the few shops that there is in Lisburn, but then if they have the poor selection, the people just carry on going out to Sprucefield, and if they can shop there all day, and you have a large selection of stuff. But one thing, instead of putting increasing prices and stuff, what about having a go at the luxuries? What about the alcohol and the cigarettes? Put more in them.
You want to tax them more?
And don't be putting it on the groceries. And
I haven't bought cigarettes in a long time, but a tenner for a packet. So there's a huge amount of tax already. And I'm not saying that there shouldn't be more, but there is already a huge amount of tax.
See if the health service too. Because if people stop the smoking, it'd be better for their health and that too. And also for the alcohol. Like, these are all luxuries, so they are.
Yeah. Well, you could look at it from a different perspective, Bertie, in that people that have the money, it won't really make that much of an impact on their lives, whereas people that don't, if they want to have a pint at the weekend or a glass of wine, or if they do indeed smoke, which is a bad idea, they're the ones that are going to suffer. It's not the people with the cash.
No, well, the man or woman wants a few drinks or a pint at the weekend or not. It's the constant ones who just, abuse the system, and then they end up in hospitals, and that's a bit more of a strain on them.
And I think there's a difference, and we should maybe draw that as well if people have a problem with alcohol, because that is a disease. And
yes, that's correct.
And it's just not as straightforward as some people perceive it to be, Bertie, you know.
But we need to tackle that and put more money into the leg.
Okay. Bertie, thank you. Erwin, I want to come back to you. Erwin Armstrong, the responsibility for this, I think we've kind of gathered in the last 15 or 20 minutes. It's on many, many different areas. You've got the residents maybe that live, say, for example, you live in Belfast, shop in Belfast. I'm from Randallstown. Do you shop in Randallstown? You know, the councils, what they're doing about regenerating the area, the rates relief, retailers themselves, are they trying to evolve enough? And then the responsibility perhaps for online retailers to pay more if they can.
Well, I think something that Glenn said, I think, is important. People have to want to go to town centres. They have to have a reason. And, I mean, if I look at my own personal situation, I shop in shops and I shop online. But the thought of going into a car park where the spaces are far too small, they try and cram more and more spaces in. People don't like putting their car in small spaces. They have to pay for the car park. They then have to go out and walk in the street. Parking on the streets is now almost a thing of the past. You get maybe 20 minutes or so to park. It's just that whole inconvenience that has occurred. It's not only about what's in the shops.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's a whole collective of maybe responsibility shared out over just a massive array of different organisations and people.
Yeah, I think the problem is, I mean, the problem, you know, when you walk around the town, it's all loading bays and disabled parking spots. I have nothing against the disabled parking spots, but loading bays should only be allowed to be used in maybe up until 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning or something to allow people easier access. A lot of people want to go to a town and buy something. They want to park their car, go into the shop, buy it, leave, and move on. And now that's being prevented. They're pushed off into car parks. It's taking a lot longer to do things. Things have changed. And I think the High Street and the planners have to realise that if they want to survive, that they're going to have to think of it. They're going to have to go online themselves.
Okay.
And I think that's something that hasn't happened for a lot of the retail outlets.
Okay, I want to go back to the phones, but Erwin Armstrong and Glenn Roberts, thank you very much. We'll take a couple more calls on this and then we will move on. Diane, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning, Vinny. Well, I think two things. Actually, I do a mixture, actually, shopping online, and I like to go out as well. But I do think cities have to adapt. Like Belfast, there are not enough people living in the city. I used to go to Valencia quite a lot of the friends there. I used to go and stay with them, and I'm going way back to the 70s, and people all live in the city. New York's the same, London. You know, town planners, city planners have to adapt, and also retailers as well.
You mean in the city centre, like right in the heart of the city?
Yes, right in the heart of the city.
But does that not kind of then link to our legacy to an extent in the troubles and the restrictions around access to the core of the city centre for quite a long time?
Oh, yes, because Belfast was dead at night. You couldn't even have got a cup of coffee from the city hall right up to, say, Debenhams, where it is, right up. There wasn't even a coffee shop. I remember people remarking on the time people who were coming here saying, you can't even get a cup of coffee in the middle of Belfast.
Yeah, but even going through security and searches, to get into the core, the heart of the city, would have been...
That's way back now, you know, but I do think retailers have to adapt. You'll take a leg of Marks and Spencer's now, you can't buy online, but they're famous food, they don't deliver. Currently, I'm well of an age, I have arthritis in my wrists, and I can't carry anything heavy. So what I do, I shop online for heavy stuff. Once a month I would do that. No big heavy things like big size purses and whatever, you know.
Big size pairs of what?
Purses. Washing up.
Oh, washing powder. I think you said big pairs of something. I was like, what, big pairs of what, Diane? I wasn't sure where you were going with that.
Well, does that name just come into my head, or bowl, or whatever that's used?
Stop naming brands.
Anyway, there you go.
All right.
I do think, really, cities have to adapt, really.
Okay.
Anyways,
all right, Dan, thank you very much. One more call on this. James, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Go ahead, James.
For me, I've been in retail 30 years, both out of town, town centres, etc. And I have got to say, it's got to understand why people are not shopping there. As the costs in the city centres and out of towns have increased, retailers have moved online. So they're moving their own shoppers out, which is increasing their costs. Then they have to cut costs in the shops because they've not enough staff. And then you suddenly start to realise that actually it's a self-fulfilling circle. So what they have to do is you have to look at the town centre from a number of point of views. One, residential. If you walk down Royal Avenue, even in Belfast, and look anything above the first floor level, they're all empty. Why can't we turn that into housing that extends the use of the city centres till later at night?
Well, that's going back to what we mentioned there with Diane. Maybe there's a legacy issue there where people didn't live in the city centre because of security concerns. And
absolutely.
Maybe that's but still have a ripple effect from that. Yeah,
times have changed. I mean, and what would that do to the traffic where people live in the city? They wouldn't need cars, etc. Okay. Then you've got to look at the rates and then look at all the people that are exempt, the number of charity shops, charity exemptions. We give 100 million away each year in charity exemptions on rates. So we've got to look at a whole pile of things. And a lot of what people have said is right. I think charging rates on out-of-town warehouses. But we must remember as well, for example, if you shop online with Tesco, that's pulled and filled at your local store.
Yeah.
So online isn't necessarily a warehouse in the country. It could be done from a local shop.
Okay.
And there's other ways of looking at it.